We are back. We got the dynamic duo Gumbo in the building. Appreciate you guys for checking in with us.
Spade Radio, what's up, man? Spade Radio, what's good? What's Spade Media? What's poppin'?
So, how you guys doing? How y'all feeling today?
Oh, amazing, man. Great, man. Beautiful day.
Okay.
It's warm outside over here, so I'm good, man.
Yeah, we in Los Angeles, California, man. It's some beautiful weather out here, man. Some beautiful weather. Everything's good, man. We dropped this album on the 5th or the 8th. It was the 5th. And the response, man, has been crazy. So, we just kind of handling it as it comes, and everything's all good, man. Shit, we happy to be here.
That's what's up, man. I checked the album, mm-hmm. and I like it. I love the boom bap. One of my favorite stations is Rock the Bells, and they play boom. They play boom bap all day, man, and I love it. Right. So, no problem, man. The album is called Stir the Pot, so if you're listening live, make sure you check the album out from Gumbo. It's Stir the Pot, and we're going to get into talk to these guys a little bit. So how did you guys come together as a duo?
Bro, Trevor Lawrence was someone who introduced us with a record that we should both get on. We got on that record. It was called Purification. So that's also on the album. We did that record, and after that, it was, hey, y'all need to do something together. And we were just both like, you down? And I'm good. And it just happened like that. It was really simple. It was a say less situation. We just got to work.
Okay.
Yeah, he's right. It happened at a crazy time, man. This was before COVID really dropped, So RZA from Wu-Tang was putting together a movie called Cutthroat City that's been out for a minute. And he had us come down and check out the screening because he was looking for a theme song for the actual project. So after we saw the movie and we got in the studio, we actually wrote a song. The song came out so dope, which was Purification, which is the second song on the album. It was automatic, man. It was like we've been doing it together for years. So, after that, we got the name together and jumped in the studio and made it happen.
Okay. So what's the significance behind the name Gumbo?
It takes a village. Everything is community based. Everything is a mix of style, mix of influence, mix of where we come from, our experiences, and then we just put it all in one pot and made a project. And it's not just the music. It's obviously out on the street. Us, you see people protesting, fighting, doing everything they got to do for our liberation. And we all have unique things. You might have a musician. You got a welder. You got a firearms trainer. There's so many things that takes that village in order to even make a process like this album. But it's all reflection.
Okay. So how do you guys' styles complement each other?
It's, to be honest with you, here's a funny story. The first song that we wrote to Purification off the Gumbo album, I wrote that verse the day Kobe died. So I was sitting in my house and I got the news that Kobe Bryant passed and I was real distraught by it. And I went to a bar and I lined up eight shots of tequila and did the eight shots for Kobe. And right on the last shot, I get the text from Ade, from Rose, sending his verse to Purification. I heard the verse. He blew me away. I was like, oh, damn, he's coming for my neck. So I went outside and I was like, I wiped the tears away from Kobe. And then, got to writing, and it told me, it raised my level up to become more creative off to what I write. And from that, I just think it's still sharpening steel at this point. He's dope. I'm dope. We both acknowledge that. And we get in the studio and do what we do.
Okay. So you guys got a partnership with Black Lives Matter and Chuck D joined in. So I feel like this is something that's really needed for the young kids today because a lot of, you got a lot of violence and stuff like that. And I think they really need to be schooled on what real hip hop was and from the beginning because, it wasn't really all about that, the gun violence and all that stuff. So how do you, with the youth that the music that they're listening to now, and how do you navigate that with activism, Chuck D? How do you make the kids listen to that?
I think being real and just being creative and being dope. I think, I don't think it's necessarily coming from a schooling standpoint, because I don't think at this day and age, I don't think these kids want to be schooled. I think it's kind of just showing them by example, you know what I'm saying? And just continuously putting out good product with thought-provoking messages within it. They dancing and thinking about it and don't even know they actually dancing to something that's thought-provoking. You know what I'm saying? They repeat it enough once they learn the song and hopefully act off the lyric. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's just we just doing what we do from our experience in the street, and hopefully the kids get the message. As far as the boom bap goes in comparison to today's music, it's really hard to make it in any situation. It's really hard to make it. So anybody doing something to make their pockets fatter and feed their family, I take my hat off to, because it's not easy.
Exactly. Yeah, true. So art plus cause equals community. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, Adrian Miller just dropped in, too. We're going to let Adrian Miller go ahead and answer a couple questions, too.
Okay.
Word. Thanks for having us, King. It's a blessing. The art plus cause is where art imitates life and vice versa.
Is he coming in? Let's see.
Yeah, he's in.
Can you guys hear me?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. What's up, man? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. They were hearing me, but you weren't.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Art plus cause equals community.
So all too often we put out music expecting the community to activate with us without really exchanging a reference. This reference had us ledgered in with Black Lives Matter grassroots from day one. So it was only right that what we did was do a give back. So when you go after the Gumbo Project and you purchase a t-shirt, you get the album for free. Proceeds go to Black Lives Matter grassroots. That's our intention, to kind of create an ecosystem for the music, because we care for our community, because we are what we are. You know, this group is what they say they are. It's a melting pot of dope lyrics, great intentions, and just warmness, which is exactly what gumbo is. Gumbo is a good stew, and it gives you the opportunity to have something on your spirit and in your the goodness it brings you full circle. You know what I mean? Like it's good food for the soul.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. See how he explains it? You see, King, you see how he explained that? That's why I let him go ahead and explain that part. I couldn't have said that like that.
You know and I don't do the raps. So I don't rap. Like
he said it smooth with Billy D. Williams. You know what I'm saying?
Poetry slam, man.